Pearson Rabbit's story begins with Dr. Stephanie Pearson, a passionate OB-GYN at the height of her career. But when a shoulder injury struck during a precipitous delivery, her dreams were shattered, leaving her unable to practice medicine. Determined to make a difference, Stephanie became an advocate for her peers, guiding them through the complex disability process. Stephanie founded Pearson Rabbit, a company determined to approach insurance differently. It's hard to imagine that a sudden illness or injury could leave you and your family in a devastating financial situation. Visit PearsonRabbits.com today to schedule your consultation with a Pearson Rabbits advisor.
Financial Residency is proud to bring you Grand Rounds with Dr. Tammy. Each week, Tammy Krause explores a new topic related to achieving financial independence by building and protecting your wealth. She invites guests who are experts in their fields who will share honest and valuable advice on a variety of topics. If you have an idea for a podcast, please email Tammy, that's T-A-M-M-Y, at financialresidency.com. Now grab your front row seat to this week's Grand Rounds.
Hi, and welcome back to Grand Rounds. I have invited one of our very favorite guests, John Appino, to join us. And he actually today is not going to talk to us about contracts, but he has something really exciting that he is working on and that is close to his heart. And welcome to the show, John.
Tammy, as always, it's wonderful to connect with you on the podcast. I love talking with anybody. Of course, you have Financial Residency and being a Kansas Cityan, of course, it's always fun to talk with somebody, a good Midwesterner. So I'm looking forward to our non-contract conversation today. It's going to be really fun. I think everyone's probably going, what? Does John know anything other than contracts? What the heck are they going to talk about? So I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Oh, me too. So one of the exciting, strong, smart women that work with you actually does a lot to give back to society. And now you are trying to help give back to her and her cause. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here?
Yeah, absolutely. So Dr. Catherine is our National Director of Education. She is available for educational talks across the country on contracts and compensation and everything that you hear at Contract Diagnostics. One of the many reasons that I love working with Dr. Catherine is that she's got lots of passions outside of her work here. She's a practicing OBGYN, as you know. She loves to ski and hang out with her pup and go on hikes with her partner. I love watching her do everything that she loves doing as a young professional, not just work, work, work. And one of the many things that I love about that she does and I respect very much is her willingness to give back, like you said. And she has done these medical mission trips for quite some time. I don't know how many she's done, but ever since we've worked together, I know she's done at least one per year. And every time, you know, she of course messages me and she says, hey, I'm out of the country on these dates and I can't do this kind of work or that kind of work. And I won't have very good cell phone reception. And I always ask about it. And she'll send me photos and update me on what they accomplish. And I love it. It's one of the things, my mother was a nurse practitioner for 36 years, if you remember. And I remember her going away every year, at least once, for a medical mission trip. So it was one of the things that I grew up around. And I always thought it was wonderful to give back. And my mother always encouraged me to do so. I am not a physician, and going on a medical mission trip to provide healthcare is not within my range of skill sets, but Dr. Catherine loves to do that, and she's very, very good at it. So she does these things, and it is obviously, as of right now, I remember I was talking with her during one of our calls, and I said, tell me about these trips. And she says, you know, well, we go from here to here, and we do all these things, and we provide care to these types of people. And I said, who pays for it? And she said, well, I do. I said, well, does your employer give time away? And she was doing locums at the time. She's employed now, but she was doing locums at the time. And she says, no, I just don't take an assignment. So I lose my daily rate for however long I go. And I thought, wow, it's amazing that she's willing to dedicate not just her time, but her financial resources as well. And as I look to our mission here at Contract Diagnostics, you know, 13 years ago, we founded the company saying we're here to help people, not make money. And obviously we focus on helping physicians in many different ways. I thought the company is focused on helping people and I can't go help those people by providing medical care, but I can definitely help support Dr. Catherine and maybe some colleagues in doing these medical mission trips. And so what I offered to Dr. Catherine, and she thought that it was a great idea, is that we would do I don't know what you want to call it. I don't want to call it a fundraiser. I don't want to call it a promotion. I don't want to call it anything other than send Dr. Catherine and her colleagues on these medical mission trips. So what we've done, and there's going to be some information on the website. There's going to be an email going out to everyone that's on our newsletter. I'll be sure to get a copy over to you for social posts and everything else at Financial Residency. But what we're going to do is we're just going to send an email out, and we're just going to ask physicians across the country if they would like to participate, and maybe they can't go on some of these trips based on their circumstances, that they can participate. And they can participate by giving $10 or $50 or $100 or $500 or whatever their budget allows. I, at Contract Diagnostics, will match all of them, and we'll hopefully have enough money to send Dr. Catherine. I would love to be able to send another two or three of her physician colleagues or people that she can choose. If people want to apply for it, of course, I encourage them to reach out to us at Contract Diagnostics. But that's the goal with the program. And I'm really, really excited to share it with you and the listeners. And I'm really bullish on the amount of help that we'll be able to provide to Dr. Catherine indirectly to the people that she serves during these medical missions.
I love this. I absolutely love this. And you had even talked about trying to make this bigger and grander. If this works, you know, turn it into something even bigger than this.
Absolutely. So I asked her, I said, well, how much does one of these cost? And I was kind of thinking of this program. And, you know, she said, I think last year she spent around $3,000. It doesn't include, of course, lost wages, those other ancillary costs. But she said she spent around $3,000. So maybe it goes up a little bit more expensive, and more expensive types of costs are inflationary. But you know, my goal is if we could raise enough, that's amazing. If we could raise enough with our match at Contract Diagnostics to send two people or three people or four people or more, it would be absolutely amazing. I would love to turn this into an annual program that we are able to send a lot of people, and Dr. Catherine herself could take applications for folks that are interested, and we could do a trip. I can't provide medical care, but I think I could probably go and hand something out, or I could do some cooking in the kitchen. So maybe I would be allowed to cook or something on one of these trips. It'd be really fun to make it into like an annual Contract Diagnostics thing that's focused on helping folks in other parts of the world that need the care that our clients are so apt to give. But maybe each individual physician out there listening can't, because like you said, they've got young kids at home, or they've got a spouse that needs support, or their finances just don't line up with it. And that's why we're doing this, because even if there's a physician out there listening that says, I'd love to do that, or I respect Dr. Catherine and those who do those trips, and you want to participate, you don't have to take a week off at lost wages and leave your family for a week. You can donate $10 or $50 or $100 to Contract Diagnostics, which then in turn doubles it to Dr. Catherine and her folks for the trip. And of course, we'll send lots of photos and updates, and we'll have a blog that goes out about the trip and everything else afterwards. So people who participated and people who didn't participate can kind of watch what their funds were able to do and give them that little bit of pride that they helped make something like that happen. So yeah, I would love to make this a really big event. I fear a little bit because I said I would match the contributions, but if it's way more successful and impactful, then we think it's going to be fantastic. But if it's way more than we anticipated, that's okay. I just want, you know, again, we started the company to help people not make money, and it allows us to continue to focus on that goal. Really bullish, if you will, on the program, and hopefully it's a big success.
Well, you can definitely count on Doug and me. We will absolutely contribute to this. What an incredible cause.
No, that's fantastic. And like I said, I grew up around this, and my mom, the nurse practitioner, she would go on these medical missions every single year. And, you know, I really didn't know what she was doing. When I was young, I thought it was a work trip. I didn't know if it was a conference or if it was a meeting. And, you know, but then she'd come back, and we went to church on Sundays, and she would always put up, you know, they would always do, like, I don't know if the church gave them money or if it was a fundraiser through the church or the no idea how it worked, but she would put like slides up on the church, and you would see, you know, here's the tent that they had, and here's the people that came in, and they would have, you know, eye infections and tooth infections and all types of ailments that we go and get cured, you know, so simple in America with great care and great medications, and other people in the world just don't have access to that. And, you know, I remember my mother telling me lots of stories, some, you know, very, you know, heartwarming about the care that people that you were providing and how she was able to help a child or a mother or an elderly person. And then some scary ones about how, I remember one time she said people came in and they wanted to steal all the drugs that they had because they thought they had like street drugs could use. And my mom kind of scolded them like a good Midwesterner would, but she basically said, look, we just have needs. We have things that you guys don't want, and please don't take them. I remember going up around this, and now that I can kind of circle all the way back to helping Dr. Catherine go on one of these trips, it means a lot to me. And I'm looking forward to the program and, again, writing about it and telling everyone about the program who's listening to the podcast and who's reading our blog. I think it's going to be amazing.
That sounds amazing. What kind of drugs did the guys get that they were trying to take from your mom?
They wanted narcotics and, I don't know, whatever drugs people on the street sell or want. I don't know much about those, but I think all they had were, they had basic painkillers and vaccines and some antibiotics and some creams and just kind of basic stuff, or for a toe infection or for an eye infection or some type of treatable, ailment. I remember she was saying it was scary, but she still went back the next year. And she still went back the next year because it was something that she loved to do. And like I said, I'm grateful that we're in a place that we're able to, with our platform at Contract Diagnostics and Dr. Catherine being here and kind of bringing it back to light after so many years after I've grown up and left the house and my mom's since retired. I'm glad that she's doing these things because it kind of brought this passion back to me as far as helping people. And that's why I'm super excited about the program. So Dr. Catherine and her colleagues, stay safe. They have on all their other trips I know that they've been on, and I'm confident that they've got the right precautions in place this trip as well.
I'm sure. Now, you said you're going to send out letters and things to people that you've worked with before, but if there's anyone in the audience that hasn't worked with you, where can they go to find out information about giving to this cause?
Yeah, I would assume it'll be on our website. I don't know. Okay. I have to talk with those guys later on today, but they could message you, message me. They can always just email me directly. And of course, my email address is John, J-O-N, at contractdiagnostics.com. I'm a Jonathan with an A-N. So they can email me, J-O-N, at contractdiagnostics.com. Or if it's easier, info@contractdiagnostics.com works as well. They can go to any of our social platforms and, put a question out there or send something to the administrator, the accounts, and they can, reply back. I think you can go to the website and sign up for our blog and our communications. And so we're hoping that we can all the information out there to everybody, no matter if they're a former client of ours or if they're following us on social or not. We're hoping that we do a really good job at getting this out there. Out of all the messages that we've put out there about, non-competes and renegotiate your contract and don't forget the malpractice insurance and dig into your termination clause, out of all the messages that we've done on those, I think this is going to be the most important one that we'll send out. So hopefully we do the right things to reach the right people with this message. Like I said, I'm confident that we'll be able to do that. And of course, if anybody listening out there has a program that think the program wants to contribute or they want to do, a collective fund or, something, we'd be happy to discuss, how we could handle those contributions as well. We always encourage people to forward our communications on to colleagues or post them up on social if you think that might be a way to reach more people. Because, if you've got friends on social that we're not friends with, then they wouldn't hear from us unless you reposted or shared or whatever. And I don't know how all the Instagram and TikToks and the YouTubes and stuff work these days, but I know that they make it pretty easy to share content and those things out to people. But yeah, if anybody out and they want to contribute, email, FR, they can email me directly and we'll make sure that we get you the right form. I think the way that they're setting it up is there'll be like a page, of course, like a landing page. I don't know what that is, but maybe I'll send it to you afterwards and you can put it in the show notes here or put it up on FR social when you post this, the podcast, if you do. But there'll be a landing page and there'll be some photos of Dr. Catherine and the work that she's done in the past, some details about the pending trip that's coming up here in a month or two. Of course, like a link if they want to click on something and sign up for our newsletter or contribute their $10 or $50 or more would be amazing. My expectations are I don't have a whole lot, but I know it's going to be successful. So I'm really excited about when we push the go button and to see what kind of response we get with it. So I do appreciate you allowing us to come on and chit chat a little bit about it. And Dr. Catherine could, but I know that she's busy making up hours before she takes some time off to go on the trips.
Oh, John, I think this is such a fantastic thing that you're doing. Just giving back to those who really have nothing is incredible. What a good thing.
Yeah. No, like I said, I'm super excited about it. And I'm really hopeful that people out there listening, even if it's 10 bucks, even if it's 20 bucks, even if it's $6.50 that they send it in, because 6.5 becomes 13 pretty quick. So hopefully with everything else going on in the world right now, they can take time to fill out a quick form and send a couple of bucks in for Dr. Catherine and the mission trips that she's done in the past and the ones that she'll do in the future. We hope to fund a lot of them, not just for her, but for a lot of physicians. And if we could accomplish our goal around that, we'll never be all the way to our goal of helping people, because it's fun, but it allows us to fulfill our economics of helping people other avenue outside of what we do every single day. I can't say enough how excited I am about the program. It just kind of came together. And her and I, we talk, you know, off and on about content ideas and the educational events and everything else that we do here. It just kind of came up one day. And I'm glad that the idea came up and she said she accepted the idea and she helped us with the landing page and the content and the photos and our program and everything else. Yeah, I'm excited for this when it launched. I think it's probably going to launch the second week of March or so. So it'll be, whether they click on something second week of March or the third week or the week or the second week in April, I don't know how long the program will be open for, but we'll let everybody know when we launch it. You know, it'll be open for 2 weeks or for 3 weeks or for 4 weeks. So too big of a and miss this funding. Hopefully there's another one for next year. So timing is of course important, but they miss out this year, they can always contribute next year. I realize sometimes people listen to podcasts after the fact. So if someone listens to this in August of 2025, know that they missed the March promotion, but they can catch up on the next one, assuming that we do one next year for 2025. Yeah, this is 24. These dates already. We'll do one this year and one next year, whatever those dates are. And I'm excited about the program, as you can tell.
That is exciting. Well, again, if you want to reach out to John, you can go to JON@ContractDiagnostics and get him by email, or go to contractdiagnostics.com. And you said the second or third week of March, you'll have a landing page up there to donate.
Yep. Everything will be up there going. Like I said, if people are notified first, it'll come up there and it'll be on the website.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in to Grand Rounds this morning. John, good luck with your raising money for this very good cause. And I hope you'll all tune in again next week for Grand Rounds. Now a final word from our sponsor. At Pearson Rabbits, they understand that life can change in an instant. Visit www.pearsonrabbits.com today and embark on a journey of safeguarding your future.